This is an explicit podcast meant for those over the age of 18. Any views expressed in this podcast are based solely on our own experiences. This podcast does not constitute as medical or other professional advice. Welcome to Front Porch Swingers, where we talk about sex on our terms.
We talk swinging, hot wifing, BDSM, and so much more in the hopes that we will inspire you to enjoy sex on your terms.
Enjoy the show, everybody. Hey everyone, welcome to Front Porch Swingers. I'm Brenna.
I'm Brian.
So we did a poll recently on Instagram, or I asked a question on Instagram from people that follow us there about what is one of the biggest struggles that they have in the lifestyle.
And what was that
about
response?
90% of people said meeting other swingers.
Yeah.
So we're going to help you guys out today.
Yeah, welcome to our world. Holy shit. In rural fucking Montana, good luck.
Well, no, but my point is I asked that question and then I asked people, where are you trying to find swinger friends then?
Right.
And almost everyone that I asked five or six of the people that responded and they said, well, we're not on any of the sites yet.
Oh yeah, you told me that, yeah.
Okay, so let me help you out. Cassidy.com, our sponsor, is truly our recommendation. We're not just saying that because they sponsor our podcast, okay?
No, we genuinely use them literally on a daily basis.
Yeah, and to me it's like, if you're not getting on one of those sites but you're still wanting to swing, that's like walking down the street and just assuming that you're going to bump into another swinger that's like, hey, do you guys want to fuck? That's not going to happen.
No, it'd be great if it did, but that's really not a thing. Yeah, that's not a thing. I actually had a conversation with a vanilla friend of mine today, and we were talking about how he's going to meet someone.
And like he's, dating?
Yeah, he's not a lifestyle guy. And this conversation, and you know that I've had this conversation with him before about how he needs to go about that.
Right.
And when the conversation came up about the digital world and what dating is like now, it's literally like talking to someone from another planet. This is a person that's never digitally communicated in terms of dating before, literally barely sends emails. So the idea of dating online is simply foreign to him. So then I thought, well, imagine if Cassidy type sites weren't around. Thank goodness for us, Cassidy's big in our area because it is literally how we meet all of our friends.
Right.
Can't do it the old fashioned way. Not possible.
Which is what? Putting like personal ads in the newspaper? Well, that's how people used to meet swingers.
Yeah, absolutely. But the idea of us going into a bar, like you said, and somehow being recognized as an ethically non-monogamous couple and recognizing another couple as non-monogamous, it's just not a thing. You've got to get out there. You've got to get, you got to spread the word.
I mean,
you know?
It could happen if you're wearing your partner's ID black rings, hashtag other sponsors that are amazing.
Well, which we do, but I don't know that anyone else is quite there yet in our community.
But my point is, if you want to meet people, you need to get on Cassidy.com.
Yes.
And if it's not huge in your area, the great news is if you get on there and you talk to other lifestyle friends about how awesome it is, you're going to cultivate that in your area.
Absolutely.
So if you want to check it out for yourself, which we highly recommend, you can head on over to frontporchswingers.com, click on either of the Cassidy banners, and you'll get 30 free days to test it out for yourself, find out how awesome it is, and start banging.
Yeah. And listen, we're going out of town tomorrow. We've already put up a flag where we're headed. That's what you have to do.
Yeah.
How else are you going
to
let...
Have to be proactive, people.
How are you going to let kinky people know you're coming to town?
Yeah.
That's what you got to do.
For sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
We also have other sponsors of the podcast, which are our patrons on patreon.com.
Yes.
We have 4 new patrons since our last podcast episode.
Yeah, and they're awesome. We communicated with a few of them. They seem very cool.
Yes. So I want to give a huge shout out to Guy, Bobby, Jay... And then Mike and Brenda, which I love them.
We've been awesome.
Corresponding with them a lot, and they are so fun. And just a huge thank you to you guys. We provide a lot of exclusive content specifically for our Patreon members that you will not see anywhere else, including a weekly bonus podcast episode where Brian just gets to say whatever the fuck he wants. It's super fun.
Yes,
plus, you also get all of the behind-the-scenes sexiness before it ever hits the podcast. So if you're curious about what we're doing real time, you're going to hear it during those bonus episodes. We also post pics of my tits and ass and all sorts of naughty shit. So if you want to be a part of the fun, head on over to patreon.com/frontporchswingers.
Yeah, we've got some very cool stuff coming up next month. We've been talking about this and teasing it for a while, but our patrons are going to find out first.
And it's, soon, because it's coming to fruition very quickly.
Yeah, I got to tell you, it's going to be fun. We're going to talk about it, but I was a little concerned, as you were, as to how things were progressing and the method by which they were progressing. And finally, we got some really good news and got in touch with someone, or someone got in touch with us, that really understands the process. And it's going to be amazing. It's really coming together now. So I'm really excited to talk about it. I can't wait to break it on Patreon.
Yeah, we're also going to be traveling somewhere really fun very soon. And yes, our patrons will hear about that first as well. Absolutely. So if you're curious as to whether we're coming to your city and are going to have some sexy fun while we're there, you'll find out on Patreon first.
For sure you will.
Hell yeah. So what's your single guy tip of the week?
So, you know, I've said this many, many times. I am pro single guy, obviously. Really want these guys to succeed, right? Not just for us. Obviously, we want them to be successful for our, for our play.
Our benefit, right.
But in general, it's important that single guys become a really accepted part of the lifestyle community.
Yeah, because right now I feel like it is becoming more accepted, but they're still in that transitional period.
Absolutely. Well, it's almost like, one step forward, two steps back. Because it only takes one of these guys to fuck up, even with you. Like, right, you'll be corresponding with some really cool guys, and then one of them will fuck up.
And then I'm pissed.
And you're like, fuck all of them. Right. Right? Fuck all these single dudes.
Which is not fair.
No, it's not fair. And you come out of that ether pretty quickly after about a day or so. But, it's that knee-jerk reaction, right?
Right.
So, we're getting ready to go out of town, as we just mentioned. And I am communicating with a couple of different single guys. Was communicating with a couple of different single guys on a particular app that we use. Hey, this is where we're headed, obviously. So looking in that area, so I start chatting with a couple of guys. One of them seems like he's really got his shit together. Seems to understand our dynamic, seems to understand what it is we're looking for and what we were interested in. He is providing me with some, some backstory about himself. This is all coming together. However, the last thing the guy tells me is, now keep in mind, I asked a number of times leading into this, are you single? Do you live alone? The answer is yes, 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 yes. The whole time. As it turns out, he is not single. He has a girlfriend, as he put it, who he lives with, but not in the city that we're going to visit. He also told me that he lives there. He does not live there. He's just there for work. He actually lives 4 states away from us, where the girlfriend also lives. He says, but I have a hall pass. Now, you did not open up with that information. You didn't offer it up when we started this chat. You're full of shit. So naturally, what do you think happens? I come completely unfucking glued.
Oh, I'm sure.
Because I've now wasted entirely too much time fucking with you.
Right.
Right? So, single guy tip of the week. Be honest from the get-go. Do not try to think that you're going to manipulate a situation simply because someone has put in some time. And now it's like, oh, well, we're already halfway there.
I'm sure that was his assumption.
Yeah, yep. Fucking 100%. This guy really thought that because we communicated for a couple of days and exchanged 20 odd messages back and forth, and that we had kind of semi-planned kind of a meeting, that, oh, well, certainly they're not going to back out now. They're too far in. Are you fucking kidding me?
Right.
Do you really think that you're the only single fucking guy out there that is available for this meet and greet? Is that really what you're thinking? So
he thinks he's something special.
Yeah, he's really something fucking special. Do not think, guys, single guy tip of the week, do not think you're the only fucking fish in the sea. You are not. Be honest. Be yourself. Don't fucking bullshit a couple into trying to think that, oh, well, if I get deep enough in, far enough in, that I'm going to be, it's going to be okay. I'm going to get accepted and they're going to overlook the fact that I am not a fucking single guy.
Well, I will say too, the whole hall pass thing, I think a lot of times when people say they have a hall pass, it's like, oh, immediately they're fucking lying. I think there are guys that have hall passes.
For sure they do.
But the guys who actually have hall passes open with that. They say, I have a hall pass situation. You're more than welcome to ask my significant other because she has given me that permission.
Well, you know what else they do? They also post pictures of themselves on their sites with their significant other. Yeah. There's a picture of a couple. At least that gives you some indication that there is some kind of relationship. Right. And then they lead in with that. And a lot of times it's in the bio. You know, this is me. This is how tall I am. What I do for a living or where I'm at. I do this for a hobby. And by the way, I'm in an open relationship and I have a hall pass. Something to indicate that that's a thing.
Right.
You know, it fucking drives me crazy. So guys, you're not the only fish in the sea. You're one of many, many, many fish. And do not bullshit. Just come out of the gate with the truth.
Right.
100%.
I agree.
Okay. That's my rant for the day.
Yeah, you got a little red in the face there.
Fucking drove me crazy. Been chatting with this guy. Thought, oh, I'm going to surprise you. It's going to be a good time. Good looking guy. About my age. All the pieces were fitting in place. With the exception, of course, that he has a girlfriend in another fucking state.
Yeah.
Oh, you tool.
Get out of here. You absolute tool.
So there you have it. Yeah. Just be honest, man. Fuck.
Another single guy tip of the week brought to you by Brian. Ugh, fucking hates that bullshit.
Fucking single guys. Wearing me out. Just a real love-hate relationship I have with the whole thing.
You do. You love when they fuck me, but you don't love when they fuck us.
No, exactly. You get that. The whole idea is for you to get fucked, not us.
Right.
We don't need... Yeah, I don't... That's just not a thing. Yeah. You know, I don't get it. Anyway, that's where I'm at with that.
Well.
So anyway, we're going out of town. We're going to have a good time. It'll be some sexy naughtiness. We're going to figure that out, even if we've got to start a fucking kinky party in the lobby of the very, you know, bougie hotel we're staying
fuck
in.
Fuck yeah.
It'll happen.
I'll come down wearing next to nothing and hit on guys at the bar. I don't give a fuck.
For sure we will. 100%.
Strap on some stilettos. Actually, that's kind of a hot idea. Maybe we should do that. Get super, like me, all super fucking dolled up,
yeah.
Tits out, like that slinky little black dress I have.
Yeah.
Sit at the hotel bar.
Alone. I'll sit in a chair and a table.
Because there's
in the
like
back.
These little booths right behind the bar.
Sure are.
And I'll just hit on guys at the bar.
Absolutely. And I'll just kind of, I'll give you the thumbs up or the thumbs down. Like, not that guy. Yeah, that's what I'll do. And I'll follow them into the bathroom, right? Make sure they wash their hands after they pee.
Oh, good call.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
No germs. We'll know. No germs. We'll know right out of the gate what kind of guy he is. For sure. Okay. So that's the plan. All right. We're in.
I like it.
Yeah. I'm in.
This came together very nicely on the podcast.
On the podcast. See? You're welcome. Everyone's welcome.
So? We have something fun to talk about today.
Yeah, we really do. And I was very surprised. I had no idea that I was going to be part of the action.
So, I will say we have talked about this scenario once before.
Yes.
But this time was very different for multiple different reasons. For one, you didn't know until about an hour before it happened that you were going to be in the mix.
Yeah, there's a lot of firsts. We're going to talk about that. There's a lot of firsts in this today.
Yeah.
This is going to be interesting.
So, should we just jump right in?
Yeah, because it's super hot.
Okay. So, my buddy Clint... He's a real trooper.
Yes, he is.
At this point, we both basically just like tell the other person what we need and it happens. And it's really good that we've developed that kind of relationship where it doesn't have to be weird. I can just like reach out to him and say, hey, I would really like to have a threesome with you and Brian because I really want two cocks at the same time. Are you in? And he's like, fuck yeah. Tell me when to be there.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so I did. But I didn't tell you.
No, I had no idea.
So Clint and I had this plan for a few days.
I did know that you were going to see him. I knew that that was happening.
Yeah,
I
just, you knew that so Sunday was our last day without our house guest.
Yes.
So it was the last day of like completely empty house, total naked debauchery, fuckery all day long.
All day long.
So that's what we had planned. And I specifically planned it for that day because of that.
Well, we should also say, let's just backtrack a second here.
Okay.
So you had an entire weekend of naughtiness planned.
I did.
So you were actually going to see your new friend.
Lance,
Friday, right? Was it Friday or Saturday?
Saturday.
He contacted you Friday. Single guy, second single guy tip of the week. Take fucking note. This is just a side note. This is the proper way to break your plans with a hot wife. This is how you cancel. You were going to meet Saturday. He had contacted you Friday afternoon.
Right.
Opened up with, I am so sorry.
Right.
He was getting pulled off to work in a neighboring city.
Right.
He was not going to be able to make it. Gave you more than 24 hours notice, was super apologetic, begged you to see him again and to allow him to make it up to you.
Not begged.
You know what I mean.
You know, he definitely was.
Yeah, I mean, it was very mea culpa. He absolutely did it the right way. And by the way, he's 26 fucking years old. He knows exactly what he's doing.
Yeah, he has a great mental maturity to him that guys twice his age don't.
Yeah, so it's sharp very player, impressive. Absolutely. So that's the right way to do it. So he had to cancel for work.
Right.
You still had this planned with Clint on Sunday.
Right.
So that was obviously still in motion. But I had no idea what that plan was.
Right.
All I knew was that you were going to see him. I figured, okay, I'll just go to the gym. I'll take off. Right. Do my thing. Come back. Little did I know.
We wake up Sunday morning and we're laying in bed together, kind of talking dirty and being a little silly. And you said, well, I think I'm going to go to the gym while you're with Clint today. And I said, I have other plans. And you're like, okay, what is that? I said, well, I'd really like for you to stay. And you said, okay, like, do you want me to listen or what's the plan here? And I'm like, no, I want you to fuck me with him. And you're like, oh.
Yeah, I had no idea. Because the first time we did it, our first real, you know, male, female threesome was with him.
Right.
And while it was fun and he was totally on board, it was still a little bit awkward for him because we had not interacted together with you. And we're both dominant, you know, and kind of take charge when we're with you.
Well, I
think... So it was a little bit, you know, the chemistry wasn't quite there.
Yeah, I think all three of us had some, maybe concerns isn't the right, like reservations.
A little bit.
About how it was all going to work together. Yeah, and I think you and he, outside of the bedroom, are complete polar opposites.
Yes.
He's very quiet and reserved. Yes. And calculated, and you are, you know, not. You have a very alpha personality outside of the bedroom.
Yeah.
Inside the bedroom, you're very similar.
Right.
And so I think all three of us were a little bit concerned about how that was going to work. It ended up being a lot of fun, but you're right. There was kind of that hesitation
the first time. Like you said, he was concerned with, you know, how far does he go? How rough does he get? Can he just kind of be himself like he normally is with you?
Or can he have choke to hold me to back? The point of tears and you're going to be okay with it?
Yeah. So he was, you know, there were some of those concerns. So obviously after the first time we got all of that out of the way.
Right.
And you, of course, spoke to him about it and let him know how I felt about it and where I was coming from and that I was totally fine with it. So the second time around, I think was going to be, I thought instantly, oh, this is going to be much better.
Yes. However, I will say when I told you that we were going to have a threesome that day, you seemed slightly disappointed.
No, I wasn't disappointed. I was probably a little concerned, like, oh man, I really didn't want to make him feel weird. You know, because if everyone remembers, if they listened to the podcast where we talked about that, the episode where we talked about that, I left the room after about an hour.
Right.
Because I wanted you just to kind of spend time with him because I could tell that he was a little off. Like he wasn't 100% focused or engaged.
Right.
You know what I mean? So I excused myself, went downstairs and, you know, for the next 30, 45 minutes, whatever, left you guys alone. So I was concerned that I was going to kind of, you know, throw him off by being there.
Right.
And I didn't want to do that again. I was really worried about that.
Okay. So it wasn't that you didn't want to have a threesome.
No, absolutely. Because
I'm like,
not.
Why do you not want to have a threesome?
No, not at all. It was hot. Obviously, we're going to get into it, but holy shit, it was crazy hot. But no, I just didn't want to be, I mean, it sounds fucking weird, right? But I didn't want to be the third wheel in the room. You know, I didn't want to fuck up the mojo in the room.
With your significant other and another dude.
Yeah, I didn't want to be like, oh, I'm just going to tag along. I didn't want to be that guy.
Explain that mentality to a vanilla couple. They'd be like, what the fuck are you talking
about?
Well,
you know, listen, everybody out there who's in our world who plays in that space, you don't want to be that guy. I'm not trying to cock block, you know? I'm not, I can wait. I'm not going anywhere.
Yeah, you get me all the time.
Yeah, I'm not leaving. I'm here. Yeah. You know, I could have went downstairs and hung out, went to the gym, ran, whatever.
Yeah, but I wanted to be spoiled with two cocks.
I know you did. You were super naughty and it was so fucking hot. But he had a different mentality. He came in totally differently this
totally
time.
Totally different. I could tell the second he walked in the door. So when he came, you were still in the shower.
Yeah. So we'll backtrack a little bit. You had told me this and we literally, so you and I had sex first.
Yes.
And so after we had sex, I wanted to take a shower. We had like, you were like, he's going to, because I didn't know what time he was coming.
Right.
You didn't even tell me. It was
no.
It
was early. It was like 10 a.m. that he was coming.
Yeah. I had no clue. Yeah. And you're like, yeah, he's coming early. Like he'll be here any minute. I'm like, any fucking minute? So I ran upstairs, took a shower. By the time I came out of the shower, you guys were in the room.
Well, okay. Okay, so you're up taking a shower. He comes to the door. You know, I answer the door and I can already tell he is so much more comfortable.
Sure.
He just seems like his normal self, how he always is when you're not here. And I was like, okay, this is good.
And what were you wearing when you answered the door? I don't even remember.
I was just in jeans and...
Were you?
Yeah, in a cute top. Right. But
oh, yeah, because we had been out. We were going to go out or something.
Well, no, you don't have to wear fucking lingerie every time.
No, or naked for that matter, which is normally what you are.
Well, I didn't answer the door naked.
Not this time. Let's not pretend that you don't answer the door naked.
No, usually nearly naked. Yeah. Not completely.
Like no pants.
Yeah, or panties.
For sure.
I hate wearing pants. You never They're have so pants. Fucking constricted.
I know. Now that our house guest is back, it's like, fuck.
Oh, it's like you have again. To go down for coffee with pants on? What the fuck is that shit?
I don't know. I don't want to live in that world.
I don't either. Yeah. It's horrible. It anyway, is. So he comes to the door. I am in pants.
Yes.
And we sit on the couch for a few minutes. I can hear that the shower is still going. Sure. So I'm like, let's just sit down here and chat and catch up. And we did. And, you know, he does his usual thing of like, oh, you're too far away from me. Come sit closer. And so I scoot next to him. We instantly start making out, hands all over me. He's growling in my ear. Fuck, I love that growl. Yeah. It just yeah. turns me on instant. It's like instant wetness.
Yep.
When I hear the growl in my ear. And so that was happening. And then I hear the shower go off. And I thought we had given you like plenty of time. I was like, well, Brian's going to be done.
Shit, I had the music going. I was lathered up. I mean, it was first thing in the morning. I wanted to take my shower. I was having a good time up there. I'm singing. I'm sure he heard me singing, which must have really threw him off.
I know. Because it's like, fucking terrible. Should I leave? I don't know if pussy's worth it.
So bad.
This shit.
It's so bad. Yeah, I shouldn't even sing in the shower.
So anyway, I hear the shower go off, and so I'm like, let's go upstairs. So we go upstairs, and you're like just getting out of the shower.
Yeah, I was like literally I went into the closet. I was going to put clothes on because I was going to go downstairs to meet you guys.
Yeah,
I
didn't know he was there. Why were you going to put clothes on?
I didn't know he was there. I had no idea. I was in the shower. I thought, well, surely he's not here yet.
So you had like a towel wrapped around you, and you go in the closet, and you're like, oh, I'm just trying to find some clothes. And I'm like, why? Like, we're going to get naked.
Well, I came out and like his pants were down. I'm like, well, I guess I don't need these.
His pants were down already?
Yeah. You had his pants down. You were on your knees already when I came out of the closet.
Oh, fuck. That's right.
I was like, well, I guess I don't need to put these pants on. I'll just get naked. So I just took the towel off and sat on the couch.
Yeah. I immediately started sucking his cock.
Yeah. I had to walk around you to get to sit down. I sat down on the couch and just, you know, I was like, okay, I'll watch for a little while. Go ahead.
So I can like, I'm turning every once in a while to look at you out of the corner of my eye and you're naked on the couch stroking yourself. And I'm like, yes, this is so fucking hot. Yes,
I was. Absolutely, I was.
And then I'm choking on his cock and he's forcing me down on him so hard. And I think it was almost like I got the sense a couple times during this interaction that he almost wanted to not put on a show, but, you know, make it more like, yeah, I guess kind of a spectacle for you.
Well, what I did was we just behaved as though we were, together. Just it was just me with you and him with you, and we just didn't. Everything was just normal for us.
Yeah, maybe
you
know, he that's wasn't, true.
None of us, neither of us, were holding back.
Not at all. I mean, he was really choking me. I had tears running down my face. I'm sure my makeup was like all over my face at that point.
Well, you were sucking his cock. You were on your knees, and it went on for probably 10 minutes. And then when you got up and came over to me. He just got himself completely undressed. You came over and crawled over to me basically on the couch.
Yeah. And you're like, why are you dressed? Take off your clothes. So I get naked and I get on my knees and start sucking your cock.
Right.
And you're making me choke on your cock too, forcing my head down.
Yes.
And then all of a sudden I can feel Clint behind me and he's got like one hand on each ass cheek.
Yeah.
And he decides that he's going to enter me from behind while I'm sucking your cock. So he's kneeling on the floor behind me. I'm kneeling in front of the couch
and I'm sitting on
your cock. It's so hot.
Well, that was really the point for me where I knew he was much more comfortable.
Yeah,
you know,
because he just did it. We didn't have a conversation.
We had no conversation about it. You just came over. You were on your knees. He's like, oh, look, her ass is up in the air. He went over and put a condom on and came over and started fucking you from behind. I mean, he and I we had no chat about it at all. It was no conversation going on.
It
you know?
Was so hot.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, at one point, I like moved your hair so it was kind of in a ponytail.
Yeah.
And then he grabbed it.
Yeah, he did. He like grabbed it from you. And,
yeah.
Like,
and I had your face in my hands. So it was, I mean, it was like really nice synergy going on.
I was like immobilized because you had me by the face and neck and he had me by the hair and ass.
Yeah.
And you guys were like holding me in place, which just drove me crazy.
Well, and because he really started pounding you and I told you, do not take my cock out of your mouth. So I was choking you while this is happening. It was super fucking hot.
Well, you were like, you're going to come, but don't take my cock out of your mouth. And I was like, oh my God.
Yeah, because I could tell you're ready to come. I mean, I know it.
Oh, I came very quickly.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did.
And I came hard and for a very long time that first time. It was crazy. I mean, I was like clenching on him and I think I squirted on the floor a tiny bit.
Well, no, then you got up. He got out from behind you. You got up and then you sat on my cock, but you turned around. So your back was to me now and you were riding my cock. He's in front of you and you're sucking his cock. And that's when you squirted like all over the couch.
And you.
Yeah,
you were like drenched.
Sure. Yeah, for sure.
It was so fucking hot.
It was crazy
hot. Yeah, so I'm riding you. My ass is like grinding up against you and I'm bouncing up and down. And I can feel my legs are shaking like crazy. Yeah. I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to come again. And I came. And once again, it was like a 40-second orgasm. And I just fucking squirted everywhere. Yep. And I didn't even realize that. I was so in the moment and it was so like all-encompassing. Well,
Clint said it. He's like, you just squirted all over the couch.
Yeah. He's like, sure did. Yeah, hopefully that couch is cleanable or whatever he said.
Yeah. Oh, there's some Scotch guard on there or something. Yeah.
There's not.
There's not.
It's ruined at this point.
Yeah, that couch has seen a lot of action.
We've only had it for like 2 months.
Yeah, it's all fucked up.
We ruined a couch in 2 months.
So we're going to have to get that thing professionally cleaned. Like a hazmat team to come in and clean that fucking thing.
It's not that bad.
Well, there's a lot of fluid on that couch.
A lot of bodily fluid.
Yeah, a lot of fluid on that couch.
So, yeah. And then I think, then what? Did we?
He got on the bed.
Okay.
You got on the bed. So now I'm, of course, getting up off the couch. He lay down on his back.
That's right. He had his like back to almost like towards the headboard.
Yeah, sitting up against the headboard.
Just barely sitting up. Yep. And I think I started riding him.
You did.
So I was riding his cock and you broke out the riding crop.
Sure did.
And you started paddling my ass while I was riding his cock.
Yeah, I've obviously never had the opportunity to do that before. And well, we should also say that when I came out of the shower, that you already had toys laid out. You got him out, I guess, while I was in the shower and before he got there.
Yeah.
So you had the riding crop out. You had one of our floggers was out. What else did you have out? You had some. Oh, well, of course, the other thing I don't know at this point, until that moment, was you had an anal plug in.
Yeah.
You didn't tell me anything about that.
No.
So I didn't have, I had no idea that was even happening. You know, yeah. I didn't even pay attention to it. So you had some toys laid out. So I grabbed the crop and I start cropping you on the ass. So you start really riding him hard. Clint gets real into it and he kind of sits you up and he grabs like your right breast and squeezes it. So I start start cropping that.
Yeah. So he's like squeezing it. So there's like plenty of like tit meat for you to hit.
Yes.
And you're just paddling it and I'm like, squeeze it harder. And he's like clenching it like the grips of death.
Yep.
And you are hitting it over and over and over again. Oh my
Pulling
God.
Pulling your hair at the same time. So it was a really fucking hot scene from where I was standing anyway.
Yeah, and I felt like it was really rough, but I was so into it in that moment. I was so eroticized by the whole thing that I didn't feel any pain.
Well, what was happening, I think, was that there was so much, there was just all this crazy sexual energy going on, and he's playing off of what I'm doing, I'm playing off of what he's doing, and you were just basically, I mean, you were going along for the ride. It was just happening.
Oh, yeah.
And it was getting a little bit more rough as the play went on, as we'll talk about. So you got off of his cock, you got off of his lap, and you came over and started sucking my cock. I'm standing at the edge of the bed.
Right.
Once again, he goes up, gets off the bed, gets behind you and starts fucking you from behind again.
Yep.
So now he's on the bed, I'm on the bed, we're both knees on, and you're basically pinned in between us.
And you are both holding me down.
Yeah, you're flat. Yeah,
I'm completely flat on the bed. You are holding me down from the front. He is holding me down from the bottom. And he's fucking me so hard that it's like pushing my mouth harder and harder into your cock. And you guys are like moving in this awesome rhythm back and forth. Oh my God.
Very much like amazing. A naughty seesaw. It worked out really well.
It was
perfect.
So
of course I'm pulling your hair. He's slapping your ass and your ass was beet red.
Yeah,
it was so red from the crop. And your thighs for that matter, because at some point I think I got the flogger out and was flogging your thighs.
Yeah.
But then you got into that position. It was just too difficult to do it from there.
Well, no, you were going to flog me while he was fucking me from behind. And then he was like, just make sure you don't hit my balls.
Hit my balls.
And I think you flogged me a couple times and then you stopped because you realized that you may...
I for sure was going to hit him in the balls.
Probably were going to hit his balls.
Absolutely. So I just stopped that altogether. But you changed positions and we got into that really kind of rhythmic seesaw-like thing. And it was super fucking hot.
Oh,
it was crazy
amazing.
Hot. Also, we should say, while you were on my lap, on the couch, before we transitioned to the bed, Clint got out his phone and he was taking video. We have some fucking hot video.
And I was so into this whole thing, I had no fucking idea. I knew that I thought you had taken a photo because I thought I had seen a flash.
Right.
But other than that, I was so into it. I had no idea any of this was going
on. Yeah, just before, when you were on my lap, when you squirted all over, you actually turned around, got on my lap, faced me. He was taking pictures from behind.
Yeah.
And video. So you never even saw that. And then, of course, we made it to the bed. He had to put the phone down because he was fucking you and slapping your ass. There was no way to hold a phone. But at some point, we changed positions. So you stayed on the bed in the same position you were in, but he and I switched. So I got behind you. He took took the condom off, you were sucking his cock, and now I'm fucking you from behind. And he handed me the phone.
You guys are like handing the phone back and forth.
Yeah, so I have the phone over your head. You can't even see it.
Yeah.
So I've got video of you sucking his cock. I got video of me fucking you from behind. You never even saw that until, you know, obviously it was over.
Yeah.
You know, so that, which was fucking crazy. And he was taking pictures after I gave him the phone. He was taking pictures with it. And so at that point, when he was, when you were sucking his cock and I was behind you, once again, now I noticed the plug, but it's not occurring to me that, that you have an anal plug and it doesn't really, it, like, it's not registering to me that that's a thing.
Yeah.
Because what everybody needs to know is that your connection with Clint at this point is thus that if you have in an anal plug when you guys get together, you don't even have to talk about it. He knows that you, he can fuck your ass if he wants.
Yeah,
to.
Green light, go.
Yeah, 100%. So, of course, I know that, but I'm not putting two and two together.
Right.
So you turn around and he fucks your ass. He starts fucking your ass.
Yeah.
Now you're sucking my cock. Switch positions. He's behind you now. He puts on another condom. He's fucking you in your ass. And it didn't occur to me until he pulled the plug out and just threw it on the floor. So
you didn't know until that point?
No, it didn't even occur to me that that was even going to be a thing.
You saw it at some point.
Oh, I saw the plug. But I didn't, it just didn't register.
You didn't
register.
Know that anal sex was going to happen.
No, no, no. I thought you just had it in for the sensation of the whole thing. I had no idea. So then he has the phone again. So he can't make, like, he can't get in the right position because he's fucking you in your ass. He's like, you want to do it? So I took the phone and now I have the video and the pictures. I'm videoing and taking pictures of you getting fucked in your ass. I'd never seen that
and
before.
And I said to you, I was like, this is the very first time you're seeing me get fucked in the ass. What do you think?
Yeah,
and
I'd never seen it before.
You were like, this is so fucking hot.
Yeah, it was like, it was literally like the pinnacle because, of course, you know, we talk about it, but I'd never seen it.
Is it certainly hot because it's like so taboo to think that another man's fucking my ass, or like why was that such a turn on for you?
Well, sure, because, well, obviously I know that that's happened before and we've talked about it. So I have an image in my mind, right, of what that's like. But certainly seeing it, having it come to life was like a whole nother thing.
Right.
And probably, I mean, I don't know this for a fact. Our listeners could probably tell us, shoot us an email, and let us know. Even the couples that do play in the hot wife space where, you know, the wife plays alone, is anal sex on the table? Is that on the menu?
I'm sure it is for some couples.
Sure, but I mean, what's the percentage of that? I mean, some couples like to save that for themselves. I mean, there's all those kind of components, and that's kind of what those are some of the things that I think about when I think about our play. Like, are we that far outside the norm? How far at the end of the spectrum are we, kind of thing? And so for me, it's just so hot for me.
Well, I think very few couples develop the type of friendship and level of trust with single guys that I have with, that you and I both have with Clint at
this
point.
For sure. For sure.
I mean, I think that that's the only reason that this, you know, I thought back to the whole Matt thing, you know, the idea of him fucking me in my ass. And, you know, I mean, it could have been really hot had that happened. But I think the only reason that was even on the table for me is because he and I had played several times and had a really good connection. And like, you know, this isn't something I'm just going to do with some random single guy.
No, no, no. And we should make that clear. This is not something that you did with Clint until you were with him many, many times. And we've had some rapport with him. We had really good rapport with Matt. You know, he had been to our home. We had kind of a project that we did together. There was a lot going on there. So there's always time that goes by and a rapport and relationship that's built before that ever becomes a part of the conversation.
Right.
But again, for me to have seen it as opposed to just hear about it, I mean, it changes everything, right? I mean, it just does, because I'm not only seeing it, I'm part of it.
Yeah.
You know, my cock is in your mouth while this is happening.
Right.
You know, he and I are like sharing you at the same time. It was crazy hot.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And then at one point you kind of stepped away for a minute. I think were you cleaning yourself up or something? Or
no, I stepped away because it was obvious that it was getting rough.
Really rough.
You know, my hands are now, because of course I'm watching him fuck you in your ass and you're choking on my cock. You've got tears running down your face.
Drool.
My hair. Yeah. My hands are real. I'm really pulling your hair hard. And, you know, my hands are really deep in your hair. Your face is kind of turning red. I mean, you had, I don't even know how many orgasms. I thought, let me take a step back, give you a minute to kind of catch your breath. Well, I stepped away and I went back and sat on the couch to kind of watch you guys. And he just took that as a green light to just do whatever he wanted to do in his own kind of space. He put you flat down on the bed and just went to town.
Just railed me.
Yeah. And of course, I'm now on the couch behind you guys. I've got the camera. I'm filming this while I'm watching it. Holy shit, was it fucking hot.
Yeah?
Yeah. It was crazy hot. crazy.
I mean, he was really giving it to me. And at one point, like, I reached around, I was like rubbing my clit at the same time that he's fucking my ass.
Yes.
I had the craziest orgasm ever. And I was like, I could feel like my whole body clenching and kind of shaking. And then very quickly after I had that major orgasm, he came.
Well, so when you, so you knew obviously I was in the room, I was behind you. You couldn't see me, obviously.
I didn't know where you were.
Right. You just knew I was there. Didn't know exactly where. What are you thinking at that point? Because you're now, like I said, I walked away, let you compose yourself. I wanted to get a better view, obviously, because I had the phone, the camera, and I'm filming this. What are you thinking in the back of your mind? He's now pushed you down on the bed. He's holding you down. One hand, I think, was on like the middle of your back, and he had another hand on your ass, and he was just pounding you. Are you thinking where, like, what were you thinking about me? Like, what was in your mind?
So I think up to that point, I kind of felt like I was putting on a little bit of a show for you. It, you know, like, it's always sexy when you watch me. I love when you watch me because I feel like it gives me just that little extra oomph of sexiness. But I'll be very honest, during that moment with how rough it was and how primal and how much he was grabbing me, I lost myself in it. Right. I wasn't thinking about anything except my ass getting fucked.
Right. So, like you said, you came, you actually were, you know, you were stimulating your clit while he was fucking you. You came really, really hard, which clearly you must have clenched down, you know, really hard on him. And then he came.
Right.
And he was completely exhausted. I mean, we had been going at this now for about an hour and a half, 2 hours, this whole thing.
Probably an hour and a half, yeah.
So, because we weren't done yet. So, he finished up. I mean, he just collapsed on top of you.
Yeah.
He got up, went into the bathroom to clean himself up. I was absolutely fucking you. There's no question about it. So you were trying, like, you were about to get up or like sit up or something. I was like, no way.
You're like, lay back down. And yeah. I was like, okay. And I thought you were going to fuck my pussy.
No, no. I threw the camera like onto the couch and just fucked your ass hard.
And you like put a little bit of lube on. And as soon as you did that, I was like, oh fuck, he's fucking my ass
too. Oh yes, I am.
And so you ram into me, which was fine because at that point I was like loosened up and everything. But like you just started ramming me, and I was like, are you reclaiming my ass right now? And you're like, fuck yes I am.
Yep. So now, of course, I've got my hands around your throat, I'm choking you, I was just fucking you as hard as I possibly could. And just about the time that you had a huge orgasm, Clint comes out of the bathroom. So I made sure that just to pick your head up a little bit so you could look right at him, because I wanted you to see him while I was fucking you.
Yeah.
And then, of course, I came after, you know, I mean, it was just so fucking hot, I couldn't.
Yeah. So you came in my ass and I'm staring right at Clint, who's staring, watching us as it's happening. That moment was probably one of the hottest that I've experienced so far.
Yeah, that was crazy.
It was so hot. I mean, just the idea of like him fucking my ass, then you immediately after fucking my ass, coming in my ass while Clint is watching it.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, standing right in front of you.
It's
so
sexy.
Yeah, and I was just, I mean, after that, I was just wiped out. I mean, it literally took everything out of me because I was so amped up already anyway.
Yeah.
So, of course, I run to the bathroom, get myself cleaned up. You're laying on the bed. Clint is sitting on the couch. And then I got on the bed, just laid next to you. And we probably sat there just bullshitting for like 30 minutes. Like, none of this actually happened. Like, it was just a conversation.
Well, so everyone's naked. You're laying on the bed. Yeah. I'm leaning into you on the bed.
Yeah.
Clint is naked on the couch.
Yeah.
And everyone's just sitting there like, we just got done watching a fucking movie or something. Not porn, like a regular movie.
Yeah, like literally like we just watched the news or something.
Yeah.
Just like, sitting down having a conversation. Just the most,
you know, innocuous situation possible. It was both weird and awesome.
Yeah, because we went from, in my opinion, what was probably one of the more primal kind of scenes we've had in a while with another person.
Yeah.
Which, you know, we were both equally rough with you. And so to go from that, not to mention, I mean, him fucking you in your ass, me fucking you in your ass. I mean, it was really rough.
Yeah.
And just kind of laying there, hanging out.
Like, yeah. Like we were just
literally hanging out. And yeah, it was just a conversation with one of our friends. That's all that was.
Just naked, though.
Just nude after we had been fucking.
It was awesome. Totally.
Well, I guess at that point, I mean, what is there to hide? I mean, there are no secrets.
Yeah, there's no
now.
Bashfulness.
Yeah, there's no secrets.
Just fucked my ass.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Where does it go from there?
Yeah, and is it weird that I like thanked him when he left? Like, hey, thanks. Really had a great time.
No, I thanked him too. I was like, that was so much fun. Thank you. That's not weird.
I mean, some people might think it is.
Why? Why would that be weird? I mean, it's probably more, people would think it's more weird that you thanked him.
Probably. But I was very grateful. It was a fucking hot experience. Like, I got the video, I got pictures, I got to see it. I mean, it was super fucking hot.
Yeah.
It was crazy. So He leaves and we're back upstairs. I'm like, I got to go again.
Yeah. He's not even out the door 10 seconds and you're like, we need to fuck.
And I'm like, you want to come upstairs real quick and let's hammer this out?
And I'm like right now? Because, I mean, I'm sore at that point. My ass is fucking sore. My tits are sore.
Well, you were bruised.
You guys have been squeezing them and biting them. Cropping them.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I had bite marks all over my chest. So, yeah. I mean,
well,
I
was... he bit you on the... like, your neck was bit, like, on the right side. And I bit your tits. And so later on, it was like, did I do that? And you're like, no, I think Clint did that. Oh, it was so funny.
Yeah, we were sitting in the bathroom and I'm like, whose marks are these? And you're like, I have no fucking idea.
I'm not sure. I'm pretty sure the ones on your tits are me. Yeah, I just didn't remember. But man, it was so fucking hot. But yeah, we went back upstairs and for another, 45 minutes to an hour, we were just having at it. And of course, now you're sucking my cock. And, you're just telling me how hot that was and how, how the experience, what you felt and, how much you liked him fucking you in your ass and then me afterwards.
Which was really fun because usually I get to tell you those things like while we're having our reconnective sex.
Yeah.
I tell you those things and you're hearing it all from my perspective and that's all you have to go off of.
Right.
And this is very different because... typically speaking, unless we're with a couple, you're usually not in the room. You're not within earshot.
Yeah.
Like you only hear it from me. So I really liked being able to like kind of corroborate our stories in this really sexy, fun way.
Well, and listening to, having you tell me what it was like after having seen it for myself.
Yeah.
Was
so it's
really
like you had your own perspective of
yeah.
it. And then I filled in the gaps with my own. And like that experience drove me nuts. It was like, I hurt and I was sore, but I didn't even give a fuck. I just wanted to keep going because I was so fueled by telling you how it felt for me.
You were so sore that we didn't have sex the next day. You were pretty...
No, I'm pretty sure we did.
No, we did not.
Really?
Uh-uh. You were way too sore. You're like, can I take just a rain check?
Oh, that's right. I was like, I need a bath.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's what you wanted. You took a bath and a glass of wine, and that was it. And
yeah.
Then we just had to wait. I had to wait 48 hours because you were pretty beat up.
Not 48.
Well,
it was like 36.
Whatever.
Poor Brian.
No, well, we did have sex
had to
the
wait
next 36 morning.
36 whole hours.
Yeah. After the 24-hour period, we had sex the next morning. So that made up for it. But yeah, you were super sore. I mean, it was rough. There's
no
question about it.
True. I was out of town the next day.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
So we had sex in the morning, and then you left.
Yeah, we had sex that day.
It was that night. That's right. I'm sorry. We did this in the morning.
Yeah.
It was that evening that you took the bath and the glass of wine and wouldn't let me fuck you because you were just too sore.
But we fucked before I left town.
Yes, you left. You were on
and
a plane
and I was
very
still
early.
Sore.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah.
Like I was sitting on the plane for fucking forever the next day and I was like, oh my God, my ass fucking hurts.
Yeah,
this
I imagine
painful.
It did. So did you correspond with Clint shortly after that? Or after that, what was your conversation with him like? What did he say?
I haven't really talked to him. He sent me pictures. I thanked him. We talked while he was here about going to his place in a few weeks.
Yeah,
so
we
just kind of confirmed like, hey, can we do that? That's not true. The next day I did say, thank you again for last night. I had so much fun. And he said, oh, me too. It was such a blast. I love hanging out with you guys.
Yeah, because we talked about going to his place in like 2 weeks.
Well, like 3 weeks.
So
yeah.
It'll be potentially another kind of threesome situation for sure. So that should be hot.
Maybe. We've talked about he has like this really cool spot. So
yeah.
I kind of want to suck both cocks like outdoors.
Yeah.
Sunset and two cocks. It doesn't get much better than that.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I'm really looking forward to that. I think it'll be really fun. And I think it'll be fun to go to his place. It's once again something completely new, a different environment.
Now, you've been there once. I have not.
I haven't been there.
Well, you went to play with him once, but it's not where we were going, but you were in another place with him.
Yeah, but nowhere near where he lives.
Right.
We're actually talking about going to his house.
Right. Different deal. Yeah.
Yeah.
It'll be hot. Yeah. It was super hot. It was absolutely one of the hottest experiences, I think, thus far.
Was it?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
And you were worried about cock blocking.
Yeah, I didn't want to be that guy.
You were, you almost weren't going to go through this whole thing. You were like, oh, you can suck my cock. And you were like, yeah, I just don't want to like, make it awkward or anything. Maybe I'll just like let you suck my cock for a little bit,
And then I'll excuse myself.
And then I'll leave and then you guys can have fun. And I'm like, oh, no. That is not what the agenda is today, my friend.
Yeah, I had no clue that this was already a thing. Yeah, I don't want to be that guy, I'm just, want to have some fun, but I don't
want sometimes I want two cocks and you just have to play along.
Well, yeah. And
it's part of being a good stag husband.
If Matt had played his cards right, you would have gotten three one day.
Yeah, no joke.
Yeah, see? That guy.
Maybe we'll talk Lance into hopping the mix.
The good news is I don't think Lance is going to have a problem with that scenario.
Oh, no.
Yeah, no problem at all.
He's very comfortable.
I'm pretty sure he's going to be okay with that. I'm pretty sure he's going to be okay.
He could be a lot of fun to... get into this fold.
Yeah, we're going to have a hard time like stumping him on this. He's going to be like, oh yeah, for sure. Let's get into that.
Yeah, be like, yeah. When should I be there with my pants off?
Yeah, just let me know. Time and place. Yeah, that'll be a good time.
Yeah.
So that was fun. And I'm looking forward to doing it again, actually.
Yeah.
So now we are headed out of town tomorrow.
Yep.
Going to stay in one of our favorite hotels.
Yeah.
It is super sexy.
I am apparently going to hit on dudes at a bar.
Yeah. And we're just going to, you know, we're going to have a good time, meet some new people and throw out a net and see what happens.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm excited.
Yeah.
I'm craving lifestyle experiences right now. I think, you know, we've talked about this multiple times, but we live in such a small, closed off place.
And it's getting smaller, actually, for me. I feel like it.
Yeah. I mean, I think
the walls are closing in.
A little bit. We've talked about this a lot. I mean, it's like we have all of these things we want to experience and we are truly passionate about the lifestyle. And sometimes it just feels like we're fucking cut off at the knees here with, in terms of a general lack of options for meeting new friends. Mm-hmm. And B, when you do meet those new friends, they want to be so fucking underground and so secretive and no, we can't meet you out for a drink and all of this shit. I'm fucking over it.
Yeah, we're not playing that game anymore. We've already had this conversation. If we are going to interact with you, particularly in our hometown, I mean, that's what we're talking about, is where we live. This isn't an issue anywhere but where we live. We haven't experienced it anywhere else. If we're going to meet you, we're not meeting in the back fucking alley of some shady place because you don't want to be seen in public with two people who are also in the lifestyle that you're in. The idea that you think people are going to like put a spotlight on us and they can pinpoint who we are, it's fucking insane to me.
Yeah.
You know, and the idea that people want to behave that way to me is strange. And we're just not going
to
do it.
Well, I just think it's exhausting to, you know, I get it. You want secrecy. You want a certain level of discretion. I totally understand that. I can't necessarily always relate to it because obviously we don't really give a fuck.
No.
But, you know, I think that the idea of constantly needing to be so overly concerned with it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's got to be fucking exhausting.
Well, it's like I almost expect some of these people to show up with a fucking veil over their faces and a hat and dark sunglasses. It's like, Jesus, man, we're just having a drink. We're not fucking at the bar.
Right.
We're having a drink.
Yeah. We're just getting to know you in public. It's and not sexually. No. Not stick off their pants at the fucking bar.
It'd be great, but we're not doing that. You know? I mean, it's really unfortunate because the contrast for me, it's so vast from what we've experienced in other places. Between that and where we are here, you know, where we live, it's really very, very different. It's debilitating.
Yeah.
You know, it feels stuffy.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like we're stifled.
Which is really it's not the only reason. It is one of the reasons we're going out of town tomorrow because we can, fortunately, where we're headed, there's a little bit more freedom. And people are a lot less uptight about, you know, the lifestyle and just kind of being themselves.
Well, it's
in general
a little bit larger city. We also know some really great folks there that are, you know, more like us and a little bit more, you know, willing to kind of step out there.
They're much more like don't give a fuck than they are let's hide in the shadows.
Right.
Which is really kind of our thing. And it's getting to be very difficult. So we're going to make some changes. And fortunately, next month, we are headed out of town to one of our favorite places. We'll talk more about that coming soon and why we're going there. But it's going to be a lot of fucking fun. I'm looking forward to that.
Me too. Yeah,
it's a great city. I cannot wait to get there.
Stay tuned for a lot of fun coming very soon.
Yeah.
As mentioned, if you want to hear about it first, get on our Patreon page. And also, you can follow us on social media at FP Swingers, both on Twitter and Instagram.
Yep.
They're both blowing the fuck up. We're like coming up on 10,000 followers on Instagram.
Yeah, and it's gotten crazy.
Yeah.
Like the Twitter, Instagram thing is really just taking a turn. It's very strange.
Fucking awesome.
Yeah, it's nuts. I don't know. Yeah, I can't explain it. Don't care. But we got some great people following us, which is super helpful. And just a lot of really good content and, you know, just good shit happening on there. So
yeah.
I dig it.
You know? Yes. Huge shout out for those of you who are also following us on YouTube right now.
Yes.
We did get a little slap on the wrist.
Sure did. We're YouTube. In YouTube jail for 2 weeks.
Bunch
it's coming up
though. Bunch of sex negative assholes, YouTube.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're not putting out, we haven't put out content for a little bit now because we're in trouble.
2 weeks.
For being too slutty.
Yeah.
But we're definitely going to have some fun stuff on there very soon.
Yeah, very soon there will be another toy review, which we are super fucking pumped about. It was a lot of fun to do and I'm bummed that it's not on there yet. It was a good time.
Me too.
But it's coming back. So our 2 weeks is just about up. And the ironic thing is fucking videos weren't the issue. It's our podcast.
Yeah. I'm not shocked. We're really graphic.
Yeah, the podcast gets automatically uploaded to YouTube, as most of you know who are on YouTube with us, but it's the podcast that got flagged. So, unfortunately, we will no longer be attaching the podcast to our YouTube channel. The videos are no issue.
Yeah. Very strange. We'll have more of those coming. And if you're not already a subscriber, you can find us at Front Porch Swingers on YouTube as well.
Yeah. And that's even strange. In the last 2 weeks that we've been in YouTube prison, we have gotten so many new followers on YouTube. It's great. Thank you so much.
Yeah. I just think in general, we have, you know, so many supporters and so many people that are, you know, willing to come on this journey with us. And we really appreciate that.
Yep.
We're also coming up on a huge download milestone. So we'll tell you about that as soon as we hit it. It's very quickly.
Cannot believe it.
And I think that's all we have this week, right?
Yeah, it was a lot. A lot of sexy naughtiness. It was a great fucking time. This past week's been a lot of fun. The threesome thing just, we hit it out of the park.
It was
great,
fucking great awesome.
Fucking weekend.
We are very lucky to know Clint. He's a badass.
Yeah, Clint and hopefully Lance is going to fit into that mix very nicely. He is certainly a guy with very few apprehensions sexually. So it's going to be a good time. Looking forward to more to come literally with those folks.
Yes, so stay tuned. And as always, thank you so much for listening.
Thanks, everybody.
If you're anything like us when we first started swinging, we really had no idea where to begin. And it can be really intimidating. And we have a great recommendation for you, which is to join Cassidy.com. Cassidy is a huge online platform that includes so many sexy swingers in your area, plus lots of local events to keep you up to date on all things lifestyle. And if you join Cassidy, you can find our community, Front Porch Swingers, and keep up with everything we are doing as well. So make sure you check out Cassidy.com today.